Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to The Shepherd's Pie, a slice of hope to raise faithful kids, where we focus on topics that impact young people today. I'm Anthony Barone Kolenk. I'm a father of five who served in the Air Force for 21 years. I'm now a law professor and a columnist for Practical Homeschooling magazine. I'm also the author of The Harwood Mysteries, an inspirational medieval fiction series for kids age 10 and up. Here on The Shepherd's Pie, we want to inform, inspire, and help you to raise happy, healthy, faithful kids, whether you're a parent, an aunt or uncle, a youth leader, anyone. In today's episode, we talk about life coaching, and we'll ask whether our teens can benefit from having a life coach in their lives. My guest is Lisa Maladnik, an award-winning author, podcaster, and professional life coach who regularly works with families and teenagers in helping them meet the potential God has for them. In the entertainment segment of the show, I review the Christian movie American Underdog, which tells the story of a pivotal time in the life of Kurt Warner, the Super Bowl winning quarterback of the St. Louis Rams. Nowadays, parents and teens alike are used to getting help and advice from a host of different professionals, whether they're therapists or social workers, spiritual directors, guidance counselors at school. But what about a life coach? When I think about a coach, I'm thinking about football and the Super Bowl, quarterbacks like Kurt Warner, whose life story is told in the movie American Underdog, which I'll be talking about in the entertainment segment. But what about our teenagers? Can they benefit from a life coach too? Over the years, I've watched my wife, Elisa, I like to call a super mom. She's doubled as both a mom and also as a life coach for my children over the years. She's really helped them to explore who they are and how they can reach their potential. And I've always been amazed at the natural talent that she brings to that role. Well, my guest today is Lisa Maladnik. She provides a similar service as a professional life coach. In our interview, she discusses what a life coach does and how they might just be able to help your teenager find God's path in their lives. I'm here with Lisa Maladnik, a best-selling, award-winning author and a certified life coach and Clifton Strengths coach. She's the host of Wonderfully Made, Your Talent, God's Purpose, which is an internet TV show about the intersection of faith and talent. And she also hosts the podcast Homeschooling Saints. She's appeared on many broadcast media outlets such as EWTN, Sirius XM Radio, and Relevant Radio. Lisa, it is so nice to have you on The Shepherd's Pie today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, and I'm thrilled that I was able to be interviewed on your Homeschooling Saints podcast, which is a lot of fun. So now I get to return the favor. Actually, you're just giving me two favors the way I see it.
No, we had a lot of fun talking about your mystery novels, The Harwood Mysteries, which I'm really glad to be helping the homeschooling community to discover because they're fantastic.
But you yourself are an award-winning author and clearly do a lot in broadcasting. So maybe just tell us a little bit more. What kind of books are you writing? And tell us maybe a little bit about your broadcast shows.
Well, I started out as a catechist workshop leader and did a couple of sort of magazine-style booklets for our Sunday Visitor years ago. And then I wrote a book in 2015 about authentic beauty and aging called True Radiance. And that did very, very well. On the heels of that, I wrote a book of Catholic prayers for school children and, you know, for catechist programs. And I have been avoiding writing books ever since because it's extremely time consuming. And I've been building my coaching practice and presence and doing, as you said, more media, just creating my own show and hosting the podcast for Homeschool Connections as well.
Wonderful. And what's the focus of your Wonderfully Made show?
Well, what I like to look at is the intersection of faith and talent. And for me, and I've verified this with some experts, I've actually been really seeking out people much further down the path than I am in terms of understanding the Catholic understanding of the human person and the theology of the body. But I really do believe this area of natural talent, the way God designs each of us for a purpose, that he, you know, when he breathes life into us and creates us in the womb, he knits us together and he knows what our purpose is. He has a beautiful plan for us. So when we look at our natural capabilities, we can see that just as in Pope John Paul II's Theology of the Body, we find out that we are made for self-donation, that we are purposed to take up our crosses, to follow Christ into that self-donation in our lives.
That is beautiful. In fact, I feel like I'm getting life coached right now by you, just giving some of the insights you have. And I'm assuming that some of what you're talking about is what led you to want to get into this idea of coaching, which I'm not that familiar with. So maybe tell us a little bit about what a life coach does or a strengths coach does and why you're doing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd like to start by saying that because I was writing and doing a lot of public speaking, I was often, you know, speaking at events and then flying home afterwards, having received applause and sold books and had wonderful conversations with people at events and hugs and sometimes tears, you know, that sharing heart connection that you can have as a speaker. But I was always troubled and increasingly so on the plane rides home thinking, I may never see any of them again until we meet again in heaven. And will what I did today have any kind of lasting impact? But still, I had this hunger and God satisfied it when he introduced me to coaching. And coaching is something that can make a lasting impact between one person and another or between a coach and a group even. And basically, the definition of coaching is that it's partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. You're walking alongside somebody in their growth. And as a believer, of course, as a Catholic, to me, it's discerning and discovering God's plan that's woven into us, which is what excited me about Clifton Strengths, going from where you are now to where you want to be. And so depending on the type of coaching, it's basically a partnership between the coach and the client. The client takes the lead. It's always their agenda, their desire for growth. And the coach helps them in that exploratory, experimental space of finding the path and starting to learn from everything, not only create achievement, but also to celebrate those achievements.
And hearing you talk about that, I'm thinking about parents and teachers, because when I think about youth, you know, who is there to guide young people in their lives? Those are the people that come to my mind. Do you wind up working with young people as clients when you're doing your coaching also?
Yes, I most certainly do. Because I work with a lot of adults who have children, I often end up working with their young adult or teen children. And I like to work with families too. I like to have everybody take my favorite assessment, which is Gallup's Clifton Strengths Assessment, which has really strong, really beautiful Christian roots, by the way. Clifton Strengths is solidly Christian. It honors our identity as emerging from our relationship with Christ. You know, when parents start to see the benefits of coaching, I'm using this assessment so that they understand their own gifts and design. They're growing closer to God. They're finding unique pathways for meeting God in their own gifts, to pray in ways that are consistent with his design for them. And so that confidence and that love of God grows, and they start to see their children, young people, many of them are unsure of their identities, partly just because they're young, but also because of devices and indoctrination and cultural upheaval. A lot of young people today are extremely anxious about who they are. And also, they don't have the confidence yet, most of them, to be sure that they're going to be able to make an impact or create a life that's meaningful to them. And so to be able to give this gift of coaching to teens and young adults often is transformational. They start to embrace their own potential, their excellence, their uniqueness, and they dump a lot of false shame, things that maybe they were told within their family just mistakenly with the best possible intentions that they had quirks or there might have been something weird about them or something that needed fixing when really it may be an indication of talent. Mature talent is seen to be virtuous, other-oriented, generous, well self-managed. It's really always about being other-oriented as well as excellent. So that's very Christian. That's very compatible with our Catholic understanding of maturity.
When I hear you describing what you wind up doing with families in this, it makes me wonder, heck, I've been in family counseling sessions, you know, where you have social workers involved. There, you know, some people might think about spiritual direction when they see somebody who's coaching them in their spiritual life. You know, is this different than those types of counseling?
That's a fantastic question. There are many different niches in coaching. There is actually spiritual coaching, and there is coaching for nutrition and relationships and all sorts of things. But the difference between coaching and, say, mentoring or therapy is that coaching is always forward-facing. It starts with self-awareness, which many of the saints said is the first step towards sanctification, that awareness that leads to greater humility and gratitude toward God. And so coaching starts with awareness and then faces forward into where the client wants to go. Whereas therapy, which is wonderful, have had plenty of it myself, is a healing profession and requires that you look backward, to look into the past, to open it up, to bring that healing and self-awareness so that the client can become stable and ready for growth. And then that growth and forward movement, very often therapists will refer their clients into coaching, and many coaches are also therapists. And so mentoring is more, here's what I did, so do it the way I did it. And spiritual direction is completely focused on the client's relationship with God. Whereas there's some overlap. If there were kind of a complex Venn diagram, you would see that in coaching, very often people do bring their spiritual lives, bring their desire for a little bit of how-to knowledge. And the coach, with permission, may sometimes provide that information, or maybe even share their own expertise. But the coaching itself is much more about exploration that helps them to solve their own problems creatively, to let go of any limiting mindsets, to become aware of them, notice them, break through them. And what typically happens is the client starts out with a very narrow view of their own possibilities, and the coaching opens things up so it becomes very expansive, creative, and much more confident.
What should they expect, you know, if you walk into a coaching session? What does that actually look like?
I like to have my clients take the Clifton Strengths Assessment because that awareness piece is so important. And it's a way to accelerate their own self-awareness. Once we've worked through in a few sessions, we'll go through the, do some exploratory and conversational work around the assessment, look at their report, and help them to do what Gallup calls naming and claiming. So they start to name their own capabilities. And that claiming part is a deeper, more heart-connected exploration of, when have these things showed up in my life? What does that look like? When have I noticed that I'm in flow easily? When the joy just happens naturally and I forget about time, that sort of thing. You know you're standing in a natural talent when there's more ease. And so they start to notice that. And then as we're working through, we're also starting to identify personal goals. And once they understand how they're wired for excellence, they can start to be really intentional about then the third step. You go naming, claiming, and the next part is aiming. So they start to use their talents as a lens for, okay, if I want to get from here to there, my coach and I are going to walk from here to where my goal is, my vision for whatever it is, choosing the right school for me, or discerning what program to go into, or whatever that might be. You could even use coaching as a beginning, in the beginning stages of vocational discernment, no question. That's being done on college campuses at good Catholic schools. So what it is sort of defining the goal. It may be a short-term or a long-term goal, but then saying, okay, so here are my gifts. Rather than get to that destination in the way everybody else gets there, what's the way that God designed me to be at my best to get there? And believe me, we all hit obstacles, we all hit struggles, And the person who's standing in their natural talents and understands them is healthier, happier, more resilient during that struggle, and better able to carry crosses. So this is not just about some false new agey, you're going to feel good all the time kind of a process. The coach actually accompanies the client because there are going to be times when the client gets frustrated or discouraged or loses contact with the original excitement in that vision that they're working toward. And the coach holds that vision and honors it and at times challenges the client to recommit to their own calling, their deepest desires, where they feel that God is leading them.
Two things are rattling through my head right now. One of them is, how young can a client be to go through a process like that? And is this the kind of thing that, you know, parents should be going, well, is my kid one of these kids who needs coaching and needs to be a client? Or do all kids, should they all have coaches like this? And, you know, where do you stand on all that?
Well, I'm a coaching geek, so I feel like the whole world could benefit from coaching. So that's just out of the gate. That's always going to be my feeling. But you have to find a good coach. I've been a part of helping to develop something I don't own. My friend and colleague of about 20 years, Allison Ricciardi, owns CatholicTherapist.com, which has helped Catholic clients and Catholic therapists find each other, find people who are faithful to the morals and the beliefs of the Catholic Church. Well, she just launched CatholicLifeCoaches.com, which has listings in lots of different niches for coaches who are faithful to the Catholic Church. And there you can also look and link, click through their listings and look at their websites and see what they've done and anything else. You could definitely check them out beyond that. But the point is just that I don't tend to work below the teen years. I tend to work with high school and above, just because there are Clifton Strengths assessments for younger children, even for the littlest ones. But that assessment is taken by the parents and is mostly by observation. There are, you know, sort of stages of going up through the ages, but there is one oriented towards young teens. High school kids can take the adult version of Clifton Strengths, and so they're absolutely ready. There's no question that I think a great many teens could benefit from this, especially because high school is a time of really wondering, with a lot of anxiety for many kids. Who am I? Where am I going? What should I be doing? Do I matter? Is my life going to have meaning? Does God really care about me? Am I wonderfully made as my parents are telling me, or was I kind of randomly made or batch produced? Whereas they start to see God's intentionality and the beauty of the way they're woven together, I've seen it again and again. Confidence goes up and their appreciation for God goes up.
The Clifton Strengths Assessment, you've mentioned it a few times here. I'm actually wondering if I or any of my kids took this when we were in high school and you go to the guidance counselor or they do something like that. Is this an assessment? I mean, tell us a little bit more about it, but also is this an assessment that we're already seeing kids getting through the school system somewhere?
Yes, in many places, especially at the college level. I don't know how many schools at the high school level are using it, but it's super popular. About 27 or 28 million to date have taken this assessment. And more college campuses are really encouraging. They actually have strengths-based cultures, as many corporations do, because they see that when people are living out of their natural gifts and they have awareness of other people's natural gifts, they start leveraging each other's gifts. They start working more cooperatively. They start understanding and speaking each other's languages with more ease. They can step into each other's worlds and resolve conflicts much faster and more productively. You know, without breaking relationships apart, it's saved many marriages. So Clifton Strengths itself comes out of the research of Dr. Don Clifton. He's no longer with us, but his family is still at the head of Gallup. And essentially, he was a devout Christian who discovered that naturally occurring talents, given a little bit of attention, some skill development, some nurture, and some practice, grew exponentially. It's really remarkable, and I could talk about that at length. But then he spent the rest of his career studying natural talents and found thousands, which he grouped into 34 themes. So when you take the assessment, you decide which report you want. And of course, the bigger report costs a little more. But you basically get all 34 themes in order. And the top five, you get really detailed, nuanced feedback on. One of the things that keeps me excited about this is as many clients as I've gone through this assessment with, they may have the same you know, or similar talents to a certain degree, but the actual feedback is so different because each person is woven together differently. And this instrument is highly sensitive to the nuances of individuals. And that's part of what really dovetails with the Catholic understanding of our souls being unique and unrepeatable. It's really remarkable.
What are you seeing when you give these assessments, especially to some of your teen clients? Are you seeing common issues that teens are sort of experiencing that would be good for parents and others who work with youth to be aware of?
I think really just being able to say, this is me, because when you get that nuanced feedback, you might glance at it in first and go, okay, yeah, that's me. So... But when you get together with a coach who can then do the coaching process, which is deep listening, asking questions, drawing the person out, creating a space where they can really go deeper and explore, that person makes connections they may never have made before in their lives. They may find themselves saying things they've never heard themselves say, and yet they feel the truth of it. They have a level of conviction about themselves and their own deepest desires they've ever had before. So that's not at all uncommon. That can happen in the first session. Most of the learning and the progress, believe it or not, happens outside the session, because this kind of awareness, when it's ignited, changes the way a person thinks about themselves, and they start to shift and do things differently and respond to things differently. And quite honestly, being able to see, I hate to use the word potential because it's been so co-opted by the human potential movement and new agey stuff, but of course it's a perfectly useful word. But this sense that there is great potential in each of us, that God has a vision for our lives that's too big for us. It's magnificently huge. And that means that he's calling us to hold his hand and walk toward that vision with him. Because not only will he never leave our sides and will magnify our impact according to his divine will, but he will draw others to that same holy vision. So we will not walk that road alone. And as people start to move forward and as young people start to grasp that their lives have just as much meaning and the adventure of their lives is before them, and they're starting to see the tracks they run well on, it really does open up their motivation, their sense of focus and agency. They just start to really believe. Any life coach can help the client identify goals and start to co-create a plan to achieve them. And different coaches will use different assessments. I happen to really love the Clifton Strengths Assessment for its incredible detail and nuance and its foundational roots in Christianity.
And do people typically get coaching on a weekly basis, a monthly basis?
The most classic coaching schedule is 3 times a month.
Again, I keep going back in my mind and thinking about, especially I think about my wife, Lisa, and how she sort of does this parental coaching, if you will, with my kids over the years. And I know that you appreciate the role of parents in people's lives, and I can see that there's kind of a unique role for a life coach here. But what can parents do better in coaching their own kids? I mean, do you see the mistakes that parents are making when they're talking to these teens that are sort of coming up in your coaching?
Yeah, they're no different from the mistakes that I've made as a parent too. But if parents would listen more and ask more questions, simply giving people space to be listened to and to be fully present to them. We tend to be in teaching and mentoring mode. That's our job, right? We're parents. There's a lot we have to impart. Learning to not be on the defensive and to try to get to the bottom of things and without judgment can really open up pathways of communication, creating a safe place for our kids to talk to us and for them to be in the habit too.
These are beautiful concepts. And so as we're heading into the end here, do you have any words of advice for, especially, I guess, parents who are hearing this and thinking about coaching, they think it's right for their kid?
I would say don't push them into it. It may take a little bit of meeting with a coach, having an inquiry call together to see if the coach and the teen click with each other. You really want to make sure that you're not forcing something like this, because the client is the person who leads. It's their agenda, their desires, their goals. You want your child to really buy in. You want them to be on board with the process. It may take a little time for that to be comfortable for them. Some kids are self-aware and interested in more self-knowledge and jump right into coaching. They're quite enthusiastic. And a lot of coaches have little introductory videos and things like that on their websites. So you can sit with your child and look at some of those and say, well, what do you think of this person? You like kind of the cut of their jib and get a sense of like how dedicated are they to working with young people and that sort of thing.
And if people want to get a hold of you or even just learn more about you and even potentially subscribe to your shows and buy some of your books that are out there, where can they go?
I'm on Facebook, but I primarily do business at my website. I'm also listed at CatholicLifeCoaches.com. But just so you don't have to spell Mladenic, which is a bit of a bear, honestly, you can just go to WonderfullyMade139.com or you can email me at Lisa@WonderfullyMade139.com.
Wonderful. And thank you, Lisa, for being on the show today. I really appreciate learning about this and you giving of your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Tony.
All this talk about coaching makes me think about football and the Super Bowl and Kurt Warner, the Hall of Fame quarterback who became an MVP in the NFL, winning the Super Bowl for the St. Louis Rams. In the entertainment segment, I review the movie American Underdog, which is based on the book by Kurt Warner called All Things Possible. It's a story of a big part of his life, but it's not really a story about football. I would highly recommend it for teenagers, especially high schoolers. It is well written, beautifully filmed. Zachary Levi plays the role of Kurt Warner, and he does an amazing job showing the life story of this Hall of Fame quarterback who suffered serious disappointments and setbacks in his career before finally going on to fame and acclaim. It shows the story of how he fell in love with a divorced mother of a child with special needs, played wonderfully by Anna Paquin, all of the realistic bumps that life served to them in their relationship, in their family, in jobs, how they struggled financially, and yet how through faith, hard work, and through the grace of God, taking us all on a different path than the one we might have originally thought we'd be on, Kurt Warner reached the potential that God had set for his life as a Hall of Fame quarterback in the NFL. Dennis Quaid plays a smaller role as the coach of the St. Louis Rams. And as our guest talked about today, not only did Dennis Quaid coach Kurt Warner into becoming the football player he needed to be, but Kurt Warner's wife and other key figures in his life coached him throughout his life to become the man that God wanted him to be. The movie is very well done. There are a few adult situations, especially involving his relationship with his wife and the family, that might make it more appropriate for kids who are teenagers as opposed to little kids. But there's really nothing offensive in this movie. For anyone who wants a feel-good story about how God can take things in our lives and lead us on different paths to eventually reach our potential, this is definitely the movie for you and your family. So I highly recommend American Underdog. That's all the time we have for the show today. We spoke with Lisa Mladenic about life coaching and how it can benefit our teens. And I reviewed the Christian movie American Underdog, which showed us some of the amazing life story of Kurt Warner, quarterback of the St. Louis Rams. Again, this is Anthony Barone-Kolenc, and this has been The Shepherd's Pie. If any of you listening today have a question for me or a topic you'd like to have us cover on the show, please drop me a line on my website at antonykolenc.com. That's antonykolenc.com. Also, if you visit my website, you can learn more about my historical fiction series for kids, The Harwood Mysteries. I'll end, as always, with my wife's favorite scripture quote from Romans 8:28. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. May the Lord bless and keep you this week.